I'm going to read two things. The first one is a poem that I thought about while I was waiting for the bus on Saint-Laurent, the 55. It took forever, and I got the chance to actually think about all these years that I've been hanging out in this neighborhood. So, standing on the corner of Saint-Laurent and Maisonneuve, I remember everything. 2007. I remember the accident I saw while working for Just for Laughs. A summer spent on the corner of the street for the imaginary safety of festive passerby. My bored face only waiting to drive home at 2 a.m. after a beer or 12 in the tech tent, leaving in a hurry, but still taking the time to flirt with a French tech boy just because I was young and stupid enough to ignore the surveillance cameras in the alley where I gave him a sloppy blowjob. 2008. I remember working my ass off at Eva B for a dusty old boss who owed me more than $2,000 in paychecks while you were visiting from Boston with your leopard fur coat, your pearl necklaces, and your red sunglasses, the one I gave to you that day in the thrift shop where you were, when you wanted to push me into a fitting room and throw me against the wall and press your lips against mine and press your body against mine, but you didn't, and I noticed just because you told me afterwards, after you left without saying bye. Like the coward that you are. Fuck. Sorry. I didn't mean that. You are beautiful and I love you and I will always love you. It's just that I wish you never hurt me because now the memory of you leaving and me hurting is stronger than the rest. 2009. I remember meeting my date at Metro Saint-Laurent to climb up the icy hill among the underdressed lovelies and pretties in their strappy heels and jiggly butts, to go to Sapphire to get blasted on cheap sandpaper cocaine, followed by $2 chow mein, and walk back to your house at 3 a.m. while occasionally stopping to kiss and scream insults at homophobic pigs, to finally reach your bed, my dress, a Valentine's Day flower, waiting to be stripped off one petal at a time in the cinnamon heat of your bedroom. 2010. I remember going up and down on the main in the barbecue smoke of July street sale to report on nightlife bar and nightlife crowd for Nightlife magazine. My shaky guru iced tea thoughts hopelessly focused on girls who are after dirty, oily 3 a.m. Putin boys. 2011, I remember wearing my Betsy Johnson dress on Canada Day, my day, a day older, but forever young with the help of vodka sodas and my love of Laura, who doesn't like girls, but still enjoys my kisses in the secret bathroom downstairs at Le Bisou, un bisou au bisou. 2012, I remember driving on Saint-Laurent and parking in front of La Belle Province with a secret set of stairs that leads to an after party where people ask for Marie-Dominique, MD, MDMA, and I take more than I should before I end up on the roof where there is nothing and no one to stop me from standing on the edge while the sun rises and I only wish to jump down, down, down. 2013, I stand on the corner of Saint-Laurent and Maisonneuve, and I remember all these things that I did here in this city that allowed me to be crazy, crazy, crazy. The second thing that I have, these are not my words. Unfortunately, they're from a TV show. They're from girls. And the first one is Anna, and the title is Don't Worry About Messing Up, Just Keep Jumping. I'm a growing girl. Okay, best party ever. Oh my God, that's the best thing I've seen in my entire life. Yeah, of course. I would never miss this. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I got it covered. Am I supposed to be flattered by this? Please, no. I used to complain. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Someone must explain this to me. Fuck, I'm crushed. Everything is crushing me. How do I look? The second one is Marnie. Sometimes being stuck in my own head is so exhausting it makes me want to cry. That isn't fun for me, being the uptight girl. I hate it. All I ever wanted for you was to find satisfaction outside of our relationship. Enjoy going through life as yourself. You should just be able to go about your business and not give a fuck. It's what men do. You are so selfish. This is why you have no friends from preschool. So, you really don't want to date me? Last chance. It's the first sentence from each episode of each character that I put in order to make sense. The last one is Shoshana. Where is she? What is she wearing? Is it linen
oh my God, your skin is like hauntingly beautiful. It's so adult and intriguing. I'm like the least virginy virgin ever. I'm so happy to see you. I could murder you. Oh my God, don't tell my mom. Don't even tell me. I can't deal with it because I have my big curl pants on. I'm sorry. If that's not working for you, my social butterflyness, that is like the most Sex and the City. We are all the ladies. Everyone's a dumb whore.